now and reconcile with the budget deficits in the short term?
Well, obviously, it's a matter that has to be reconciled. Do I support increased funding for education? The answer is yes. What about the budget deficits? This is where you have to sit and reconcile.
Do you think this speech was a negotiation speech, sort of putting down Democratic ideas and Republican ideas to maybe a preview of the negotiating we could see?
I think the speech was very reflective of Mr. Rauner's thinking. So I knew Mr. Rauner before he became a candidate for government. And the ideas in this speech are very reflective on how he sees issues before the Illinois government and the government in general. As I said earlier, I presume that he'll now reduce those ideas to bill form, file the bills before the legislature, and they'll be referred to committees, and they'll be considered and will be negotiated.
Sir, with regard to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation, what do you see its role as, what it should that role be, and how might that role be different in the future than it is now?
It should be a decision of a duly constituted library board, appointed by the governor, confirmed by the Senate, when in place would decide whether they want to have a foundation, and if they do, what would be its form, what would it do. As an example, there's certain revenue at the library today. You know, today, the revenue goes to the foundation, doesn't go to the library. To me, that's a decision that should be made by a duly constituted library board.
Speaker, is there a corrupt bargain, as the governor has so often said, between unions and the people who need to go?
The answer is no. And once you start saying that someone shouldn't be contributing to someone else, why put directly? So, you know, we could say, well, some of Mr. Rauner's friends should not be able to contribute to Mr. Rauner. Okay? Contributions, as enunciated by the United States Supreme Court, taken in the First Amendment, and the essence of the Supreme Court decision tonight. So you have to be very careful in terms of saying you can't make this contribution, you can't contribute to this person, because I think we still believe in the future.
Mr. Speaker, can you address that on a political matter, you being a master of public government?
I know. To what extent will it be easier to tackle some of the tough issues? One, because now we have the body governor, government, and the Democratic Party wouldn't own it all. And secondly, to the extent that everyone recognizes that the state has its back against the wall and that there's no more time for putting off these tough decisions.
Depends upon whether people are reasonable. Okay. So you go back in the recent Illinois history, Governor Thompson, the Democratic legislature, Governor Regner, at least one chamber Democratic, in many instances people were reasonable. They sat down, identified a problem. Everybody was prepared to compromise, to get a bill passed, and solve the problem.
Is your experience knowing Mr. Rauner before he became governor that he is fits that mode?
I would say, you know, given his success in business, clearly he learned about compromise. You don't enjoy the success that he's enjoyed without understanding compromise. And that applies in government and applies in what we can do with him.
Speaker, did you follow at all what happened with the House Speaker in New York? And I read an article in Governing Magazine about how House Speaker, because of the particularities of that position, are particularly susceptible to, you know, either corruption or getting into those sort of situations. And do you think that the position of House Speaker does have particularities that make it more vulnerable to opportunities for corruption or what have you?
I'm familiar with the New York situation, and I don't know whether it's more or less. What I know is that in the case of my law firm, Madigan and Jetson, all of our clients have public knowledge. Public knowledge either through public filings at the assessor's office, to the board of review, or through our website. Key element in the Sheldon Silver matter is concerned with referral fees. Madigan and Gittin has never done any referral fees. Never. We don't pay them out to people, and we don't accept them. In addition, there's a group called the Chicago Tribune. And once upon a time, they did a very thorough examination of Madigan and Gittin. They assigned four reporters who worked for 11 months. They did 23,000 files over a 12-year period. The reporters, after they completed their work, told Steve Brown, remember, 23,000 files. The reporter said they never find an instance where they could see favoritism to any one of our clients in any one of our files, or either the assessor or the board of review. In addition, they never found an instance where we had taken out a client because that client said they wanted influence in the legislature. And on the other side of that, they never found an instance where I told someone that I would take them out of the client because of the influence I can use in the legislature. So I offer all of that as an example of what you're called upon to do in public life. Lastly, as you all know, where I find myself in a conflict of interest, I recuse myself from the legislation to get a job. People at the Tribune know that very well. They don't get to say you're right about it, they know it.
Sir, one more question about the ALPLM. You say you've spoken with the governor about the institution. Are you? Is it possible there might be a funding increase for that institution?
Be decided in the appropriations process, and you're back into the budget deficits. They would be in competition with everybody else.
Is the current format of the ALPF, the three-headed monster, as you put it, is that holding it back? Is that going to run it into the ground?
It's got a serious impediment to good functioning at the library. It's been a serious impediment to the filing of an application for federal recognition, which is something all federal libraries want. This library is different than the others because it was built only with state funds. There were no federal funds provided for the construction of this library.
Point of clarification, do you mean accreditation, or do you mean, I'm not sure what you mean by federal recognition?
Accreditation.
Accreditation.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.